This is Gary Williams from the EFT World Hub and talking to Emma Roberts. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Gary.
And we're here talking about EFT and Gary Craig. And can you kind of take us back to the first time that you met Gary Craig?
Absolutely. I met Gary in Dallas in, I think it was 2005. He was doing one of his serious disease workshops.
Right.
And it's just really weird. I went with Sue, who's my colleague at the EFT Centre, and it was we already felt like we knew him really, really well for the simple reason that we've watched hours and hours of his DVDs. We'd really studied them. So we weren't quite sure what to expect with the reality. But in fact, when he stepped onto that stage and then when we met him later on, he was exactly the same person as we saw on the DVDs. Could have been sitting in his sitting room the whole time he was doing those DVDs.
Right. And what did you take away from that meeting after meeting Gary?
Well, the first thing was that he's just has a way of inspiring people. He just makes it come alive. It was, you know, you could watch somebody sitting on stage, tapping on someone and getting changes. Okay, that in itself would be interesting, but there was something about the way that he was doing it, added kind of charisma to it. It really, really made it sing. And he kind of, I suppose he was teaching it and marketing it and doing therapy all at the same time. And it was really impressive and it was riveting too. He had a whole audience of about, I suppose, must have been between 200, 250 people there, completely sort of transfixed for 3 days.
And what drew you to the decision of becoming an EFT master?
Well, actually, that happened at that workshop. That was the workshop when Ann Adams and Gary announced the master's program. And I have to say, it was Sue who was very enthusiastic. Come on, we've got to do this. And I was going, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure. Anyway, we went up and we convinced Ann Adams, and she laughs when she remembers it, that to give us the forms, because she didn't know us at all.
Right.
No, you know, we'd never met. And apparently this guy who was standing next to her said, look, you're not going to get rid of them until you've given them those forms. And we just wanted to be doing what Gary was doing.
And that was the beginning then of a...
Yeah, that was the beginning of a journey, that's for sure.
Right.
Yep.
And did you find that a hard thing to do, becoming a master?
I think that was the hardest thing I've ever done. It was challenging in so many different ways. I mean, had I known, I think I would have done it, but I don't think I'd have done it necessarily quite so quickly. I had no idea that it was going to kind of launch us onto the center stage and that we were going to be actually... When I say doing what Gary was doing, I mean it in a therapeutic sense rather than being up on stage.
Right.
And I was unaware that that was what was going to happen. But, you know, that combined with an amazing support system and obviously the tapping, it happened and it's been fantastic.
And what did you take away from actually being a master and going through that process?
That you can do, you know, that you can do whatever it is you set out to do. I mean, my biggest challenge was a fear of public speaking. So to go to the master's program, and we had no idea what we were in for, but to find myself having to do a demonstration with a client I'd never met on film in front of Gary Craig and Ann Adams and all fellow candidates plus a paid audience was my idea of, I mean, pure and utter hell. I mean, I'd never have done it.
Right.
But I was there and I had to do it. And if I hadn't had the tapping, I don't think that would have ever happened. And yeah. I kind of stepped up to that plate. And having done that, I sort of really honestly think that that anything's possible.
And had you already been doing, you know, some EFT before that for some time?
Oh yeah, I've been practicing it with my clients. I've been teaching it for several years, but not. I mean, my public stage was probably about 25 people in a workshop, not hundreds. Not that the master's program was hundreds, but the programs after that, the workshops and things after that, tended to be that some of them that big. So yes, I mean, I had been working with EFT for a long, long time anyway.
And what was the kind of aha moment that you had that said to you, yeah, you know, EFT is something I've got to follow?
You know, funny enough, that happened right at the beginning. Sue and I were introduced to it in a supervision session. We were NLP practitioners and master practice and hypnotherapists. And we were in a group supervision and somebody just showed this DVD, well, video in those days. So it wasn't Gary, I don't know who it was, somebody working with somebody on a dog phobia. And it just looked too easy, and yet somehow it kind of thought it made sense, even though everybody was looking at it going, well, they're tapping and they're speaking out loud, and that happens to cure dog phobia. At some place it sort of clicked, it made sense, it seemed like the missing link.
Right.
And from then on in, I mean, ordered all the DVDs. Well, they weren't even videos, they were things that you, CDs on the computer in those days.
Right.
Studied them, and then it went from there. I mean, I've always been one to go for whatever works. I mean, I started off with psychology, dumped that for hypnotherapy and NLP, and then sort of progressively, and now the whole thing goes into the melting pot. But EFT is definitely the key tool, if you like. It's the oil that makes everything else work.
And it is a strange process, isn't it, to actually watch being done?
It's very bizarre. Very bizarre. But also, if you have it done, I mean, I tap on my clients, and if you have somebody to tap who taps on you, as well as being able to do it for yourself, it's just, you can't argue with it, really.
Right. And so you got over the strangeness, and
I was a hypnotherapist. I'm allowed to be weird.
Mm. All right. And where are you taking EFT now with the work you're doing?
Two areas, really, primarily cancer. I work in a cancer charity, Breast Cancer Haven, and I also have established a reputation, I suppose, for working with people suffering from cancer from all ends of the spectrum, from diagnosis right up to end-of-life care where necessary. Cancer can be hugely impacted by EFT. You can impact on the physical, on the pain, on the side effects, and also obviously on the emotional turmoil that it brings with it. I'm actually just about, well, in the next month, I'm going to have a book out, which is for the layman to go and pick up and begin working through a cancer diagnosis for themselves. Because I think that EFT is the most fantastic tool for anybody. You don't have to be a therapist, you don't have to be an expert in any of it. Just to take it and learn how to tap when you're going through cancer, it's hugely, hugely powerful.
There's a lot of people with cancer, isn't there?
It's like an epidemic. Mm. And there's, you know, and more and more so. But I do believe that the more we can take charge of our own healing process or support our own healing process, be it medical model or alternative therapies, the better. And the thing about EFT is it supports the medical model. It's not a threat to the doctors or to the physicians out there. And that's what makes it so different, so special.
Mm-hmm. And there are some theories, aren't there, that we actually cause the cancer within us. Now, if that's true, how do you deal with that?
I don't know. You're going into the law of attraction, I think. I'm not going to say that we cause it or that we don't cause it. Something happens and it's created, that's for sure.
Right.
I think that it's there are multiple factors that are involved: environment, internal, external, genetics, lifestyle. There's so many different things that go into it.
Many different theories, isn't there, really?
There are. But I mean, I think with EFT, we can kind of cover all the bases. And what I hope to do, or my intention was, is to kind of clear the system of any negativity, any disruptions, if you like, as an energetic basis, in order to allow the healing to happen. Because actually, fundamentally, we know how to heal, whether it's from a tumor or from a paper cut. We do know how to heal. Our bodies are designed to heal. So if something's getting in the way, then that's what I'm looking to work with EFT. Now, I'm not saying that it's, you know, healing a tumor is the same as healing a paper cut. Absolutely not. But yeah, there are all sorts of huge progressions in medical science and things which can be used and are used effectively, supported with EFT or vice versa. You know, so the EFT can support the EFT process too. And I think that, I mean, for instance, I can't tell you how many clients who have used EFT when they've been having chemotherapy or radiotherapy on the side effects, the trauma of putting toxins in their body, the burning, whatever, who do not have the same side effects. They don't have the nausea and the tiredness to the same degree as their co-patients have, for instance.
Right.
You know, I see things like veins that collapse or are meant to collapse, and people threatened with ports for having the chemotherapy put into their system, working on their veins becoming stronger, and the veins becoming stronger and not collapsing. And I see just the most extraordinary things happening on the outside. So, you know, if they happen on the outside, well, it makes me wonder what can go on the inside. I do think a combination of visualization and tapping is the most effective, most powerful way of healing there. I have to say, I'd like to bring that in.
Right. So it's like using the power of, I think they call it imaginary, isn't it? Or
Yes, it's about going inside, and it's metaphor, really. The power of metaphor, the power of colour, communicating actually with the disease itself, be it a cancer, be it any other disease, actually, and listening to what comes up with an open mind.
Yeah. And what do you think would be, if somebody's going to get involved in working in that area, in the cancer area, what would be the biggest challenge that they'll come up against?
Getting themselves out of their own way.
Right.
You know, Gary Craig's always talking about, you know, you must get yourself out of your way, that it goes through you, not by you, the EFT, i.e. you're a vehicle, if you like, a transmitter, it goes through you. And I think that that's even more important with cancer, because you know you don't see cancer patients once on the whole. You tend to see people regularly, you know, week in, week out, or month in, month out, for a long period of time. So you build up a very solid relationship, and it's about remembering that that is not, this is a therapeutic relationship. It's not a relation. It's not a friendship. And you just get your own idea of outcome out of the way. It's not for us as therapists to think that this is what's got to happen.
Right.
So, and of course that's difficult, because an outcome can be death, in which case our responsibility really is to help be with somebody and accompany them on a peaceful transition, if you like. May not be appropriate always to physically heal.
Because as human beings it's difficult, isn't it? Because I know I spent some time in Great Ormond Street Hospital where the nurses had to disconnect, if you like, from the children, and you know, sometimes they didn't, because it was a very difficult thing to do.
It is. I mean, that's where we've got the tapping, thank God. And it's not, it doesn't mean that we're heartless, or, you know, that we don't care at all. It's just we have to keep ourselves in a place where we're of the optimum good for our client. It's not about us.
Right.
That's the trickiest bit, I think.
So if you are going to get involved in working with, you know, cancer and other similar things, do you think you should kind of set yourself up first before going to that area? And how would you do that? What would be important?
Well, there's the personal peace procedure that Gary Craig talks about, and that's on Emo3 for the moment, anyway.
Right.
Which I think is a hugely important innovation, if you like. It's a way of working through your personal and clearing the roots to things that still may get you in the here and now.
Right.
Things that have shaped your life, your belief systems, and the way you are. And being aware. And also, don't launch from doing no EFT or starting off as a practitioner straight into something like cancer. Don't go where you don't know. It's a complex area. Start slowly. Having said which, I know absolutely nothing about the medical side of it, and I don't want to get involved in the medical side. I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, and the doctors do a fantastic job there. That bit to them. I'm just there for the emotional support and to kind of oil the wheels, if you like.
So truly complimentary.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And where can you see this work taking you?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I never can predict with this. EFT has taken me on such a journey since I started this and since I first met Gary that I could never have predicted what's happened, and in a way I kind of like to keep an open mind. I've really got no idea. My hope is that it'll take me more into the medical field, more into mainstream support, and more into helping, you know, educating others to kind of do what I do.
Yeah.
And there are quite a few people now, because we do run training courses in cancer, and there's quite a few people now who are coming through and taking it into other cancer charities and things, which is, you know, fantastic. Really exciting.
And where would you recommend people to go if they're going to go into that area?
Well, obviously, I would suggest that they came and did our trainings at the EFT Centre. We have a speciality training called Living with Cancer. The next one's in March. I think it's the 6th of March, 5th or 6th of March, anyway, at the Breast Cancer Haven. Another thing I would suggest is doing some voluntary work.
Right.
Going to local charities, letting them know what you can do, you know, what your aims are, what your intentions are, and get some experience under your belt that way. That's certainly how I started with the cancer work all those years ago.
Okay, and if there's people that are already involved in working with the cancer and other serious diseases as such, is there any other advice that you can give to them that would be important when working with EFT?
Look after themselves. Just make sure that they're okay and they don't kind of burn out or get too emotionally involved.
Right. Could that be a problem then over time?
I think it can be, unless you're doing your self-work. Yes, absolutely, because it is a very highly emotional or emotive area to work in.
Right.
You know, you really are at the cutting edge. Got life and death sort of happening in front of you. And, you know, I'm not sitting here saying EFT can kill cancer. I'm sitting here saying EFT can support the medical process or the holistic process. So, you know, it's emotional.
Right.
It can be very difficult work.
And we're working in the emotions, aren't we, anyway? So
we are, absolutely. So it's really the self-care, I think, is the most important thing here.
Right. And go on.
And setting your intention, which, you know, I would say do before any client anyway, regardless of what you're working with, but for the best outcome for that client, so that you don't have any set idea as to what's meant to happen or what's going to happen.
Right.
Allowing rather than doing, I think.
So you don't go with the theories of actually, you know, like some people say, before you do a workshop or you're going to work with a client, to set it up in your own mind and kind of imagine it going really well kind of process.
No, well, I mean, I suppose everybody's different. All I do is set my intention, which I can do in about, you know, 5 seconds now, just for the ultimate good of that client and whatever way that is, because it's really not my place to decide.
Right, right.
Yeah, I have huge faith in my clients. I think they've got all the answers anyway. They already know what they need. It's just about sort of getting into that unconscious communication with them, which is all about rapport.
Yeah, yeah. Because you do teach, don't you, within your workshops, you know, that first introduction with clients
absolutely. And how to gain rapport. I mean, we've based them into our integrated energy techniques / NLP practitioner training on that. It's the whole basis, I think, of any therapeutic or any healing session is rapport.
Right. And you were talking about the answers that they give you, you know, within the first part of that treatment as such.
I mean, the client always knows. It's a complete arrogance to think as a therapist that we know. The client always knows. It's just a case they don't know they know.
Right. Right, and is it important to listen to what they're saying? And that
absolutely, that's vital. It's rule number one, I think, of any form of therapy: listen, but listen, active listening, rather than just sitting there scribbling a few notes.
And I think what I've gathered from talking to you, you know, on other occasions, is that there's a lot, isn't there, into actually working with a client. It's not just a sit down and talk process.
No, absolutely not. It's huge amounts in there. But as I say, it does come back down to rapport. You've got to be completely in tune. You are there for them for that session. It's not about you. It's not about whether you're a good therapist or a bad therapist or whether you get a result or anything else. It's purely about being tuned into them. If you're completely connected, it's like Sue Court talks about plugging into your client. If you're completely connected to them, you're aware of all the unconscious signals as well, the voice tones, the breathing, the movements, the eye movements, all these sort of things that you primarily learn from things like NLP, I have to say, then you are going to be allowing that space, holding that space for them to come up with their own solutions. That might not happen in one session. It might take a lot of sessions. It may not be an obvious solution to anybody anyway.
Yeah.
But the client will come up with it. You know, it's like sometimes I hear some people who say, oh, I went to a therapist and they advised me to do this, that and the other. The therapist's advising you? I don't think so.
Right. So it's definite no-no, the advice side.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that's what friends are for.
Right.
People don't tend to take advice anyway.
No. So if somebody's just started out and they've just heard what you said, maybe they think, oh, you know, well, I'm not going to be able to do this. Maybe I'm not up to this because it sounds very complicated.
No, they are going to be up to it, absolutely. But it is complicated. But it's a serious disease, it will be complicated. But, you know, it's about breaking it up into little bite-sized chunks, pieces at a time, and being aware that, you know, that it's all part of a bigger picture, which is a serious disease, and beyond that.
Right.
If I can do it, anyone can do it. But like standing on that stage.
Yeah, yeah. But it's important to get the right information, isn't it, to learn how to do these things properly.
I think it's important to have a humility.
Right.
And never assume that you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's probably lots of old sayings, isn't there, about people that know everything?
Mm.
Actually, don't come to mind at the moment, but I'm sure somebody knows a few there.
Mm.
So how do you see the future of EFT?
Well, I think Gary's done the most amazing job in kind of launching it, if you like. As he said, you know, on the ground floor of his healing high-rise, so he seems to jettisoned himself up to the penthouse at the moment.
Right.
I think that we've got a few staircases, a few floors to go
right.
before we join him there. I think the future is getting it to become more mainstream, more acceptable, in the same way that acupuncture is now. And hypnotherapy, which is also in the NHS. I think just making sure that we can maintain the quality and the standard of work that Gary's set, you know, started off here. And also that we keep the energy of it. He's got such energy, such enthusiasm for seeing. You know, it'd be tragic if that died, you know, when he retired. We need to keep that going, that positive energy and that the excitement and the kind of sense of wonder that comes with it.
Right, but as you say, you know, all of that done with proper training. I mean, anyone can tap.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
We can all tap, can't we, and have some results
yeah, yeah.
as such. But EFT is yeah. more than that, then.
Yeah, I mean, if you study Gary's DVDs, if you've got them before they sell out, you'll see that actually, yes, he's tapping, but there's so much more than that going on, so much more than that. You need to look at his language, his whole connection with the client, at what the client's saying, all that. So it's not just thinking I can do a 3-day course and I can tap. Absolutely
right.
not.
But like you said earlier, it's possible that anyone really can do it with the right training.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can certainly do, you know, read a book and do it for yourself. Absolutely. Experiment on yourself. You're not going to do any harm, but to be an effective practitioner, you've got to do more than a little bit of studying. You've got to really go for it and apply yourself to it. And you start seeing results because it's kind of, it's exciting because we don't know where this is going to lead. No.
I know the training that both you and Sue put together is very highly recommended. How will people get in touch with you to be able to get involved with that?
That's on our website, which is www.theeftcentre.com. Centre spelled the English way, R-E. We're actually about to relaunch our website on the 5th of January, and there will be a discount on the first lots of level 1, 2 and 3 trainings this year. So hang on until the 5th of January.
Right, right.
And since you book online, you'll get a discount on the level 1, 2 and 3 trainings.
So are there new things coming up then, things that we can look forward to?
We've got our newest venture is in at the beginning of February. We're doing a EFT and yoga workshop with a trainer from the British Wheel of Yoga. And the idea of that is that it brings together the emotional and the spiritual and body work all in one workshop. It's a day-long workshop. It's a combination of the tapping and the physical exercises of stretching and things of yoga. It's suitable for everybody from beginners right the way to advanced. Everybody will get something from it. And we're really looking forward to that because one of the things that I feel is slightly missing sometimes with the work with the EFT is I think you can reach a plateau and then you need to do a bit of sort of internal shaking up and get some physical body work like massage or yoga or something before
right.
you can get to the next layer.
Yeah.
So yeah. So this is a way of doing that. So that's going to be fun, and that's going to be in South London for the first time. She says very happily because
right.
all our trainings are in North London, and I'm a South Londoner, so this one's coming home.
I almost said, you know, it's going to stretch you a bit, isn't it? That. I didn't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my partner's a yoga teacher, so, you know, I understand the concepts of the meridians mm-hmm. as well, because some yeah. yoga positions are related to the meridians, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the ethos of EFT and yoga, I think, are very similar from a spiritual basis. And I think the coming together of the two, apart from enhancing an existing yoga practice, would also, you know, help release things that are stuck in our body at a cellular level. I mean, I really do believe that. Because,
yeah.
you know, people go to yoga classes and they lie, do the relaxation bits, and you turn around and you see people in tears. And what's that about?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And that's where we can pick up and help with that, help to fully release it.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people mistake yoga as being something where they've got to tie themselves in knots and stand on their head and everything.
Well, I might have a bit of that too.
But it can be easier, can't it, than that?
Oh yes, no, it's going to be sort of, well, it depends on your level. I mean, anyone
yeah.
can come because we're not going to have a huge group. We're limiting it so that everybody does get individual attention. So you know, if you're good at tying yourself in knots and standing on your head, well, great, go
right.
ahead with it. And if you're a beginner, well, that's great too. You know, everybody's welcome.
And it's good to hear these new combinations of EFT and other things coming along.
Yeah, no, it's fun to develop these things. We sort of thought, well, let's do something that's a little bit lighter in a way than working with serious disease and addictions and things which are normal sort of places to work in. But there's lots of things on the horizon. I've got, there's a book that's come out called The Baby Making Bible, which is coming out on the 4th of January for Pan Macmillan. And there's quite a piece, well, the IVF piece in that is about, mainly about EFT and the tapping protocols. Although, in fact, it's written by Emma Cannon, who's my colleague and the practice that I work at for fertility, called a natural, a healthy conception. But she's just been on Vanessa this morning.
All right, okay. And that's really exciting, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. So lots of things happening here.
Any last thoughts now, Emma, on EFT and the future and everything else?
Well, no, I think that's about it. Apart from, I think we owe a huge debt of thanks to Gary, actually, because it needed somebody like Gary to, with his kind of left brain, engineer's brain, to simplify something and to get it out there. Gary is above everything. As well as being, you know, a skilled therapist, he's a fantastic marketer, and he's done the most amazing job. I really don't think anyone else could have done that. So, you know, thanks to Gary for creating EFT and for actually making it so accessible to everybody. And I hope that the spirit of that accessibility just continues.
And also thanks to you, Emma, for being out there and doing the great work that you do.
Well, I have fun.
Okay, and hopefully we can catch up with you and also keep in touch and do some future recordings and such like to see what you're doing next.
Yeah, well, that would be great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Bye.